All right, welcome everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Lounge here. Happy National Marquette Day, and yeah, we're here, you know, with Lauren. You know, he's back for another another episode, and then special guest, the first ever alumni on the podcast. Yeah, Patrick Schrantz.
That was a nice way of calling me washed.
Yeah, your unk status now, buddy. Eat it. But how you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing great, man. Living the life in Boston.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can tell the people that have listened to you before what you're doing now since you're outside of college.
Yeah. Yeah, wasn't the last podcast of...
The very last one.
Last year was with us, right?
Yeah, the very last was you and Teddy.
And we were talking about...
And Lauren, I think.
How sad we were to leave.
But now you're back.
But now we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, life is good. I'm in Boston with my girlfriend, Malini, working for this agency called Massachusetts Housing, and I work in the finance and development of affordable housing in Massachusetts. Yeah, that's sick.
Very well.
It's exactly like what I was hoping to do when I graduated.
Nice. Yeah, that's always ideal.
Super ideal. Did not think I would end up in Massachusetts, at least not this early. Like when Malin and I were first talking, we were like, oh, in a year and a half maybe. But then, you know, after like 4 or 5 months, I was just like going to work, and I was like, this is sad, man. Like, I feel like I'm just like going to work and like,
yeah,
hanging out with my friends, but I just felt like I was like existing. I didn't feel like I was like really living life. So I was like, it's time to move, time to make a change.
Nice.
So yeah, living life in Boston now as of 4 weeks ago, but it's all good.
Yeah, now you're back for...
Now I'm back home.
And obviously this is a great day for everybody that goes to this college. It's always a fun day.
Heck
but
yeah.
It's going to be even more fun if we win against...
I know, we've also never had a National Marquette Day that was like a competitive team that we played against. I feel like they've always intentionally scheduled like games where they know we're going to blow them out. But
they wanted to make it good.
They wanted to make it good this year.
And... hopefully the crowd is still awake.
I'm worried about that, but that's on you guys. I will not be making it.
I will
to the
be
game,
there. But. And yeah, I don't know. It should just be a fun day, regardless. Regardless, obviously, if we win, this is gonna be make the day so much better. But
oh yeah,
even the day before or like just the lead up to it is always hype train. You good,
I mean,
buddy, over there?
I'm going
Orange,
through it today.
Orange choking, bro. Woke up with a coughing fit, still has a coughing fit. yeah, no, the day will be very fun. I'm excited to be hydrated later.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be hydrated. Drinking lots of water.
Lots of water.
Let's, because, I mean, you know, the vocal cords are going to be shot at the game, so you got to hydrate before.
Yep.
Lubricate them.
Yep. Yep.
But,
that's a choice of words.
Well...
Anyways,
everybody knows what I mean.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
All right, we'll leave it there.
Our apartment's about to be the lubrication station.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Should I hit the dump
remember
button?
Remember when Zach said leave it there, Lauren?
My fault.
He brought it back. But cool. How was your flight and everything getting in was all good?
Yeah, it was good, dude. I'm a bit of an anxious flyer, to be honest with you. I've gotten a lot better. Like, the more often I fly, the better it is. Not many things, like, make me super nervous, but for whatever reason, flying gets me, which doesn't make a lot of sense because I used to fly a lot as a kid, and it never bothered me. But then, like, there was, like, a solid, like, 7 or 8 years where, like, we just never flew anywhere. Like, we would just drive if we were going on vacation.
Yeah.
And, I think not flying kind of got me.
You like driving better?
Got me scared. Yeah.
Do you get like queasy, like sick?
A little bit. Yeah. If there's like bad turbulence, I get kind of sick. But you just gotta like, I don't know, not look out the window. I always have a tendency to look out the window because I'm anxious. So I like want to see what's going on and make sure that we're like, you know, doing all right, as if I have any control over anything. But then I realized, like, oh, shit, this is making me really queasy, so.
I hate the turns where you can see the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no.
Do you like
about that. But
the feeling of taking off?
Yeah, I some people get nervous about like landing. I
like
love
landing.
The feeling of landing.
I like
because
landing
it's like,
more
oh,
than
thank,
taking off.
Thank God, man. Like, I'm on the ground again.
Yeah, like if you're on the ground, if you barrel roll, it's like you're already on the ground. So, yeah. Like, it's not like when you take off and you like start going up and you know how you feel like you're just pushed down in your seat.
Yeah.
It only scares me when they ease up and then it feels like you're floating a little bit. Yeah. That's what scares me.
Yeah. Zero gravity feeling.
I don't know. Last time I was on a plane, it was a terrible experience. So,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Lots of turbulence or
no? Lots of
crying babies.
Or... No. Lots of a how do I put this?
FP.
Lots of excretions of the body.
Oh.
Food poisoning.
So.
Oh, was this on the way back from
Mexico?
Mexico?
Yeah. I don't think I told. I don't think I said this on the podcast.
Mexican plane gate.
I didn't know that you still had it when you were flying back.
Oh, I got it on the travel day.
Oh. So. I didn't know that. That's brutal.
It's coming out of both hands.
On the plane?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, that's awful.
And I was in the bathroom dying, and there was like someone waiting outside. And then I leave, and then they go in, and I'm like, oh, have fun in there.
Yeah, you don't want to go to this one.
I was
the front of the plane.
I was going to say, don't go in there, but I didn't, so she had to deal with it.
That's tough. And she probably felt like too guilty to like turn around and go to the other one.
Yeah, that was my last experience on a plane and it was not good.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's fine. I just like it. I think it's a lot, obviously a lot faster in terms of like getting somewhere.
Yeah.
And the whole lead up to it can be pretty fun. Just like chilling in the airport listening to music.
Yeah, the airport vibes are good.
Is it people watch? Perfect place to people watch.
Yeah.
Just look at random people and make fun of them in your mind.
Yeah.
No, Logan International Airport stresses me out.
Yeah.
Boston?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't like, it's not my favorite airport, but it's not the worst. I actually just flew into O'Hare, and I don't love O'Hare. But there's some terminals that are really good, but the Terminal 5, like, flying in there is the worst. The traffic getting out is, like, awful. When I was studying abroad and I came back home after, like, many months and, like, you know, being a little bit homesick, excited to see my family, I also, like, flew back the day before Christmas and my flight got canceled. And so, like, there was, like, a bunch of, like, blizzards and weather, and they thought, like, I might not be able to make it home for Christmas, and my mom was, like, sobbing. It was a lot, and I was able to make it back. But then there was just, like, a lot of tension, and we flew in, got to Terminal 5, and my parents were, like, stuck at, like, the pickup at Terminal 5 for, like, an hour and a half. And
tough.
It was brutal. So I don't like O'Hare, but otherwise I don't really have any airports that I have anything against.
The Milwaukee airport.
I hate Baltimore.
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Why is that?
So
I mean, I don't like the city of Baltimore because... rat birds, but why don't you like the airport?
Me and Maddie were flying to Boston to go meet my sister, and then we were going to go to Canada on a trip. And on our way there, we had a stop in Baltimore. And when we were there, they were like, okay, your flight's been delayed. And because there was a flight from Texas to Baltimore, which was our plane that we needed to get on.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there was a storm down there. Our flight was at, we got in around 11 a.m. We got in at 11 a.m. Our flight was supposed to be at 12:30. So we're just sitting there. 12:30 turns to 1,
bruh.
2,
bruh.
3, 4,
oh,
5, 6, 7.
Wow.
7 p.m. We're like, oh my gosh, dude, we're so tired. It goes all the way up until 12:30 in the morning. We start
That's
boarding,
crazy.
Like lining up in our like A1 through 6, like blah, 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 all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone to like every single delay was at a different terminal. So we'd go across to A, then
Jeez.
Back to C, then to D, then to E, then to, like...
Jesus.
So we kept moving. And then at 12:30, we were, like, lining up to get onto the plane. And they were like, yeah, we canceled the flight.
Oh, my God.
And we're just like, what do you mean? And they're like, the next flight is tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Do you think this was on the airline or the airport?
Maddie thinks airline.
You felt like airport. Like, what was the airline?
Southwest.
Oh. I like Southwest.
I like
I've
Southwest,
never had
too.
With it.
But Maddie was like, I'm never flying Southwest again. And I was like, I get it, but, like, this happens. Like,
that's bogus,
it wasn't
though.
The flight. It was the fact that, like, apparently crew, like pilots and such, can't go over a certain amount of hours flying. Otherwise, it's deemed, mm-hmm. like, unsafe. Like, mm-hmm. you need a certain amount of sleep with a certain amount of, like, accompanied hours of flying or working.
Yeah.
So, like, they just reached their limit when they got to Baltimore.
But yeah. It sounds like that's an airline.
So we went to the desk. We were like, hey, can we need to go because we're paying for an Airbnb in Canada. We're supposed to leave that day. So, mm-hmm. like, we're supposed to leave at noon to go to Canada, but now it's midnight, and then we're coming in tomorrow at 7 p.m. We're not going to get we're going to get there a day and a half late for mm-hmm. something that we're paying for. And
yeah, it's
they're
just
like,
a whole hassle.
The best we can do is we can give you a $200 voucher. And I was like, no. So we ended up taking the next flight in the morning to Providence, Rhode Island. And then my sister drove an hour and a half down to get us and an hour and a half back and then drove to Canada. And I was just like,
wow.
So I hit Baltimore. I slept on the floor. It was awful.
Yeah.
Because they didn't give us hotels.
Jeez.
So I slept on the floor and I woke up to people all around me waiting for their flight. And I was like, this is the most awkward thing ever. I hate this.
Yeah,
so uncomfortable.
Bad. Everybody else was sleeping too.
Yeah, I gave like Maddie my sweatshirt to sleep on because we didn't have pillows or anything.
Dude,
so I was just like cold. And it was I hate Baltimore. Never going there again.
Yeah,
rat birds. Ugh,
that's the
Ravens.
The Ravens.
The Ravens.
Yeah. But yeah, yeah. That's unfortunate. I've had nothing but good experiences with Southwest, but that sounds like a Southwest issue.
Yeah,
I don't mind Southwest either. I just.
Yeah, I've always taken it.
You know that
the stars aligned.
I think this was like a law that happened recently because there's been a lot of delays in airlines like in the last couple of years. But I think there's like a rule that if your flight is like more than 3 hours late, you get like a full refund or something like that.
I feel like they offer that, but you don't necessarily have to take it. Like you could give up your seat and get a refund for your flight and go home. But
what if you're already on the plane? You don't think it applies then?
Probably not.
Probably
the
not.
Reason being is people are probably on standby. So people who would rather just get a refund and get a different flight could take it. And then people on standby could still go on that.
Hmm.
But I don't know. That's just the way my brain thinks.
I was on a number of flights this summer from Chicago to Minneapolis because Molly hadn't moved to Boston until September. And I took a lot of... Do you know what Sun Country is?
No.
Okay. It's a smaller airline, but they're like a very budget airline. I mean, better than like Spirit, but less good than Southwest for sure. Anyways, they were like really big in Minneapolis, and I took them like several times this summer, and it was pretty stupid that I did it more than once because every single time is delayed like over an hour. I think the most was only like 4 hours, so definitely not as bad as Lauren's experience with Southwest, but still not good. And anyway, so in experiencing all that, I remember like Googling and I saw that like if you are more than, this was like I can't remember when the law was put into place, but it was very recent. If you, I think it might've been like April, 2024. If you get to the gate more than 3 hours late, then I think you can get a refund. So, I mean, that would indicate to me that you are already on the plane and you can still get a refund.
Right.
Because there was many times where we would, like, get on the plane, like, an hour late, and then it would sit there like, an hour or two, which is even more frustrating than just, like, sitting at the gate because at least you can, like, walk around a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I know. But
anyways, Zach, you have any airport beef?
No. Oh, well, this whole last thing when I got sick, it was, our flight was at 1:00. And we were supposed to get into Chicago from Mexico, direct flight around 5:30. And that flight got canceled. We were on the plane for an hour just for them to say, oh, we cancel it, so you have to get off. And
were you already sick at that point? Like, were
no,
you
I was, I
wasn't,
I was
no?
fine. I was fine.
Okay.
He texts our group chat. He's like, dude, such a sick flight.
Yeah,
it's
I texted
all empty.
Them. It was like an empty flight. Empty.
That's
flight.
Definitely why they canceled.
I had my own row. Yeah, they said, oh, yeah, it's a little malfunction. You know, I was like, yeah, right, buddy.
BS.
They just took us off. And then they're like, oh, yeah, there's no direct flights to Chicago. The next flight that's going to Chicago, you can take to Houston. And it's at like 3:30. And we were pissed because we paid a lot of money for a direct flight.
Yeah.
And then we had to go to Houston. And then while we're waiting for that, that's when my symptoms started.
Dog.
And then it took them. By the way, they were like, all right, we'll make sure you guys get on the plane. It's fine. We, out of all the people that were supposed to go from to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
that were on the plane to Houston, we were the very last people on the plane. because they couldn't print out our boarding passes for some reason. They had to print it out for some reason. It took six workers
to
figure it out. And we were like, this is so stupid. And so we got on the plane. And then I got really sick on that plane. And then what did we get into Houston at like 5, 6 o'clock? Had to go through immigration and all that stuff, which was a long line.
Mm-hmm.
I was dead. And
sounds unpleasant.
Then we had to wait. Of course, the gate of the plane to Chicago was on the very far terminal.
F.
So you had to go walk all the way over there. And then we had to wait another like 3 hours to get on that plane, and didn't get back to O'Hare until like 12:30.
Yeah, man.
And Christmas Eve was the next day.
Oh. Well, at least you didn't miss Christmas.
No, but I was sick the entire day, so.
On Christmas, too?
On Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Christmas. Christmas, I was...
You were fine by then.
I was a little fine. I was still having some symptoms. I was having some issues with the toilet.
Yeah.
But anyways, I don't want to talk about it because it gets me all... it was really bad.
Not today, too.
But, yeah, let's talk about today. So, we got some plans later today. We're going to go see a group of people. Might be a little... The whole school, actually.
Small gathering.
Small gathering of the whole school. Probably hang out, meet some friends. So we all got... If you remember Teddy, he's coming up late.
L.
If he's listening. Could have been you, but it's okay.
If he's listening, Letty.
Obviously go to the game. I mean, what are you doing? Are you going to a bar or what?
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to join Molly and some of our friends at, I think they're going to Harp.
I know some people I know.
And I'll probably meet up with you guys afterwards.
Nice.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this on the pod. What is your guys' plan afterwards?
I'm going home.
Okay,
and
cool.
I'm 21, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He can talk about it.
Yeah. Great. I think I'll probably head home with you. I've never made it out in my 4 years.
Yeah, it's,
I think
it's
we're
kind of tough.
I've never made it out after the game.
I'm going to be battling too. A bunch of people in club tennis have been texting me. They're like, I better see you out after. It's almost threatening.
Good luck,
brother. What they're saying. Like the president was like, I better see you out. Like I never see you out. And I was like,
you don't get to play next match.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, I'll try. It's really not up to me. It's,
I don't know. It should be fun. I mean, I'm just hoping that we destroy UConn. I hope it's a blowout.
50 burger them.
I hope it's a good 25 burger.
How about a Cam Jones legacy game?
Yeah, exactly.
Drop a 50 bomb on him. How about
Cam
that?
Jones drops a 50 bomb, quadruple double turns to
quadruple double.
Turns to Dan Hurley and just does the.
Okay, so the quadruple double that's assist is the.
Oh,
it's
going to
be assists,
rebounds,
10 steals.
10
okay.
turnovers, 10 steals. Actually.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I was wondering if that was steals or blocks. EGBs, yeah. Oh, he'll definitely get 10 EGBs.
No, they call it a Marquette triple-double or a double-double when they have 10 deflections.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's not like a stat that they
count like that
officially,
a lot.
But Marquette counts it.
Yeah.
If we can lock up Caravan, I feel good about our chances.
Caravan's going to go 0 of 10 from the field.
Klay Thompson.
That's what I said yesterday, and I'm going to say it today.
Yeah.
It's not gonna go well for him.
Yeah, I don't like him now. Last year, he was like the only UConn player that seemed... and Steven Castle, I guess. They were like the only UConn players that seemed like somewhat...
I hated
likable. Oh, nobody liked him.
Edie from Wish.
Who's the blonde... Cam Spencer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's in the league now, and it
really
boils my blood.
I'm
so mad.
Playing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, because the Grizzlies are so injured, so they.
I usually
play
root on anybody's success, but
not him.
I'm not gonna say anything.
I'm putting it up there with like
my grandma said. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. So
I'll say it. Here we go.
Some not
of
your
the happiest
grandma,
days of my life are gonna be graduating, having a kid, and the day that I found out Cam Spencer had a lisp. It was like
oh,
the
boy.
Greatest thing. I do not like Cam Spencer.
That's fair, man. I don't either.
His brother's actually
wait, who,
in the
what
league,
team does
too.
He play for?
Grizzlies, Memphis.
He plays with Edie.
His brother, Pat Spencer, is mm-hmm. on the Warriors. He used to be a lacrosse player, like a professional lacrosse player.
That's cool.
And then
I'll
he switched
Pat
to
Spencer.
Basketball.
Good for him. Go, Pat. Be better than your brother.
Agreed. Family dinners better be competitive.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, Yeah, no, I'm excited for this game.
Very excited.
Hoping the boys can pull
through. I remember
through.
Last year when they announced it, that we were playing UConn and NMD, and then now we're here. It's like, I remember we were talking about it when we were eating dinner at Schrader, too, when they said, oh, we're playing NMDs against UConn. And we're like, oh, wow, that's going to be a massive game.
Yeah. I mean, it still is.
But we
How
also
many losses do they have in the Big East?
Five.
Five.
Mm. They have five losses
no,
in the
three.
Big East?
They have three. Villanova, Creighton, and Xavier.
Yeah, I mean,
and
this
then
is
they
really
have three
big.
Non-conference losses.
Six
to
losses.
The three and
I mean, obviously, we're right now battling St. John's a little bit more for the top spot, but I mean, UConn, if they
I
beat us and then
a big
we
win.
Beat. Yeah. No, like, we need this.
I think they're better than St. John's. They've just had crappy games, in my opinion. But
I haven't
I would
seen St. John's
certainly before. Rather play St. John's in like the March tournament than I would UConn.
St. John's just
no
has kind of like an OP big man. They have Ejiofor. Who they had last year wasn't really that good, but he's been playing really well this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be honest. I haven't seen a single game of theirs.
Yeah,
they got
neither.
The Rick Pitino.
Yeah.
Who do you guys think will be the MVP of today's game?
Probably Stevie.
Stevie?
Yeah, dude. He's been dropping like 20 a game.
Yeah, ever since Lauren started hating him.
No, that was kind of me. I was taking my anger out.
I thought
on
you
him.
Said it was Lauren. Who was the one that put crossed out his
Oh.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, we're getting silent now that we're on the pod, huh?
Oh. We didn't take a shot.
I will admit
seven
it.
Seconds.
I will admit it. I was very critical because I thought
yeah,
he had an
were,
open shot.
Dude, Zach in the group chat with Teddy and I was being brutal. I'm like, bro, this is Stevie Mitchell, man.
No,
this is the glue guy.
Because.
Yeah, he didn't play it perfectly,
no.
But it wasn't like all on him.
But he should have just shot the ball. It would have made me so much
happier.
I don't
hate him. I just put him in timeout for a day because he didn't shoot the ball.
Now, if Stevie's listening, everybody here loves you.
Yeah,
there was some frustration.
I texted him happy birthday the other day. We're like, we're tight.
Happy birthday, and it's just a picture of his name. Shoot the ball. No, I'm kidding.
Did what he could, almost.
I still think he's, like, he always pops off in the important games. Regardless of like if the stats show it, he's always
defensively he's gonna
have like five
always,
steals
always,
today.
Always.
They don't put it on the stat sheet like you were saying, but like him clamping up their best player and making sure that he doesn't get the ball doesn't show up on a
who's
stat
he gonna
sheet.
Guard ball?
Yeah,
solo
probably
ball.
Solo ball. I think tonight it'll be the Chase Ross and David Joplin show.
Jop's been playing well too. Jop's just good.
I think Jop's gonna have a few critical mistakes in the early minutes, and then he's going to get going. And then I think Chase Ross is just going to be, as they call it, an EGB.
Yeah.
He's EGB. Just going to get the crowd going.
I'm just going to take the classic Ben Gold 2 threes. And,
what's their big name again?
Who? Oh, Diarra?
No.
I wonder
isn't
if
it?
That...
Isn't it Sampson? Or is that it?
Nah. Oh, they have Johnson. I think Johnston...
No,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
Go look at that roster, Lauren.
But they
anyways, they have a big guy that's like fairly big, and I'm kind of worried about him getting a lot of boards on
hey,
us.
If Ben could guard Kalkbrenner, he can guard anybody.
Oh, they don't accompany it with photos. That's not cool.
But the
I think he's like number 35.
I think it's Johnson.
You might be right.
Samson Johnson.
Oh, we're both right.
Yeah, there you go, bud.
He's from Togo. Damn.
But I wonder if that McNeely guy's going to play.
I thought you
play.
Said Tokyo at first. No, I was like, Tokyo. I don't think so.
I wonder if their freshman's going to play, the McNeely guy.
He's
like really good.
Yeah, he's very good.
Injured. I'll check.
But he hasn't been playing. That's why. I just don't know.
Because of?
Injury. He got hurt, and then they started losing.
I was going to say, he definitely was playing.
No, he was. But I don't know.
He hasn't played the last... Seven games, so.
And you know he's playing today, or you don't know?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll find out, but.
Guess so.
He's a good player, and if they don't have him, it's kind of crucial for them, because he scores a lot of their points.
Wait, so they've lost their last three, right?
No.
No? But they were on a losing streak.
Nah.
Oh.
They've lost. They lost?
No, they almost lost.
They almost lost, and then they lost. They lost. Yeah. They won in overtime, and then they lost.
Who was that? They almost lost to Butler at home.
Yeah, they beat DePaul by 11 on Wednesday. They lost to Xavier before that. They beat Butler by 2 at home. Then they lost to Creighton. Beat Georgetown.
At Creighton or?
Lost to Nova. No, at home.
Dang.
So every other game
is a loss.
It used
to be like impossible to beat them at home.
So in the last 6, they've lost 3.
Beatable. And if we're at home, it's huge.
I know, but what concerns me is that they, like, I'm not going to say they have to win. They'll find a way to make it.
Yeah,
the
they always bounce back.
But it's a huge game for us, obviously, but I think they're definitely more desperate than we are.
If you go from two-time really reigning champs to not being AP top 25 going into the tournament, it's not a good look.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Dan
especially with Dan's public attention.
I don't really want it, but I know in the first half they're going to chant F Dan Hurley. I just know. I don't want them to do it early.
I hope.
You don't
I
want
hope
it?
We
no.
get
Why don't you want it?
Because it looks classless for us. Like,
no.
I yeah. know.
That's you're a good guy, Lauren.
I don't like Dan Hurley at all, but it's just like, it almost holds no effect when you do it in the first half when the game is close. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I just
compared to like the end of the game where his emotions are high and stuff like that.
I hope we get a generous call from the refs and he goes off and he gets a technical.
In general, I agree with you. Will go crazy. When it comes to like chanting like F any player or school or coach. But the two exceptions I have is Dan Hurley and Coleman Hawkins.
You don't like Hawkins?
What? Can't stand
Coleman Hawkins.
Hawkins is
yeah,
good.
You guys weren't there for our freshman year. Teddy and I experienced
yeah,
a game
yeah, I was
against,
at that game.
You were at the game.
Yeah, he went at when he went for the dunk at the end and he like pushed him.
Yeah, and when we got the buzzer beater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, was it a buzzer beater?
Cole
like close
got a
to
put back like layup and it was like
it was like a fast break layup, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then what's his name? It was either Greg Elliott or like
oh Greg, goat.
I think it was Greg Elliott or Kobe McEwen. That
I
like,
forget that Lauren was tuned in before.
Yeah, they got a steal in the last second, and the buzzer went off, and he still went up for the dunk. And then Coleman Hawkins just when he went up for the dunk, just like pushed his body midair and sent him flying. And everyone was so
Greg Elliott. He sent Greg Elliott flying.
Whoever did the dunk, I think it was Kobe McEwen, but I could be wrong.
Oh,
or
okay.
Daryl Morsell. That's who it was.
Oh, Morsell. Oh, he's a body too, so he must have actually pushed him.
Greg
Elliott loved to be on the floor.
Daryl Morsell is the Chase Ross of back in the day.
Yeah, he's got higher NBA potential for sure.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
No disrespect to Daryl Morsell, he was great.
G League legend.
He was our like best player.
One of them.
It's crazy how far we've
come.
Still
like.
He was good though.
They
he was
had
good.
Kirk Queth.
He would be a good player.
I like Kirk
now.
Queth. He was super tall.
Oh yeah, Kirk Queth. He could. Like throw it down too.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I wouldn't know. I didn't.
You weren't tuned in at that time.
I came into
Sorry.
Marquette with Tyler Kolek and also.
Yeah, that's a great time to
See,
come in though.
I think, I mean, obviously, Zach, you love Shaka, but as everybody here does.
Yeah, you tell me you don't understand.
Yeah, you don't understand how amazing Shaka is given like what we had before and yeah what he started out with.
He actually took like half of the team being transfers that first year because that was his first year when you beat Illinois.
Yeah, and we haven't had like any transfers since then.
You had Daryl Morsell was a transfer from Maryland. Kirk Queth was a transfer from
Oklahoma.
Omax Prosper was a transfer from Clemson.
Dude, Omax,
you had Kolek was a transfer from George Mason.
How's Omax doing?
Omax? He's
he
doing well.
He had a poster the other
he's
day.
He's actually getting a few more minutes because people have gotten injured.
Okay, cool.
But
cool.
Like half of the starting roster, if not all of them, were transfers.
Yeah.
So it's
he had to, I mean.
Actually amazing what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaka we trust.
The one thing I will say about Woj is he, don't know if he recruited Cam. I don't think so. But he definitely recruited Stevie.
Cam and Stevie.
He definitely recruited Stevie. Okay, and Cam, so. Respect him for that, but you for handing over the keys, even though he didn't really have a choice.
Did he get fired, or did he just
get
fired?
They mutually parted ways.
Oh, they fired him.
But they still paid him.
Yeah. So maybe he did get fired. I think they
mutually
parted
parting
ways.
Parting ways is just a nice way of saying that, like, he left them. Fired him, and he said okay, instead of being fired as,
okay.
Like, I think of fired as, like, against your will.
Yeah, like, you
but
resist
like,
it.
If you tell someone mutually parted ways, you agree that they still pay out your contract, but you're no longer the coach.
You're fired. Okay. Wait,
yeah.
So what would you think would happen if Shaka was the coach of Marcus Howard?
Oh, my gosh. League bound.
Yeah. That would be special, man.
Yeah.
That would be special. Wait. I don't know. The thing about Marcus is that he was a great I don't know. Maybe he would have developed differently under Shaka. He was an unbelievable scorer. And he had decent
he had 350 burgers,
but,
bro.
Yeah. Okay, but what I was going to say is he could not play defense.
No.
At all. The thing about Cam has, like, I'm not saying he's, like, an incredible defender, but he has stepped up, like, significantly since his freshman year.
He can put his chest on someone and stay with them.
I think
them.
It's his weight, honestly. He's definitely put on some muscle since his freshman year.
What about
he's skinny.
Justin Lewis? I've never seen him play.
Lewis just didn't develop enough. Like, he spent one year at Marquette. He was our best player.
Oh,
well,
he's a one and done. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. But I just don't understand why he left. That was a year I was watching. I was like, this guy's amazing, but you need to stay at least 3 years under Shaka to get the most out of
it. He was like, I would say his comp was more post-up, I guess, but his comp is kind of David Joplin.
Yeah.
Really?
They played a similar...
He was more aggressive than Joplin and had tighter handles. Like, he doesn't lose the ball as much, but...
Yeah.
I think for Marcus Howard, like, it's hard to say that Shaka would have made him better offensively. He was like the peak of what an offensive guard he had three 50 plus point games. Like, that's insane. He had 52 against Creighton, 53 against Creighton at home, and another 50 burger. And I was just like,
was he just a good shooter? Or just
He was
all
like
around.
You could not stop his 3-pointer at all. It was like you fixed the sliders against your little brother. It was ridiculous.
He's in Australia, right?
He's in Spain. He plays for FC Baskonia, averages 23.5.
I was going to say, I heard he's doing well abroad.
But
I've seen some stats.
He spent 2 years on the Nuggets. I was rooting for him. Did not work out.
The blue and gold.
I hope Kolek turns out to be at least a backup.
I think he can be like a 8 or... 10 points a game.
I'm mad. The Knicks just picked up another guard forward off free agency.
He's got to leave. I think he should go to him.
Dude, okay, here's the thing. Tom Thibodeau, at least when he was in Chicago, I don't know if he still does this in New York, but I would assume he holds a similar philosophy. He never played rookies, at all. Like, Jimmy Butler was a stud, even as a rookie. And we had, a bad roster then, too. And he still wouldn't get any minutes.
I think he keeps him definitely on a really short leash. I was looking at Reels Real the other day, this app that has all the sports stuff on it, and someone was like, "Bro, how do you play 10 minutes and only get 4 points, 4 assists, and 2 steals?" I'm like, "That's good.
That's a good stat.
I was like, "You realize that
scoring
isn't the only comp
thing in the NBA."
That means if he played 40 minutes, he would have
a plus
16.
Yeah. But. I was in the comments with this person, and I was just like, you realize that every second Kolek is on the floor, he is not getting the green light. Thibodeau is not letting him shoot that ball.
Yeah.
And the fact that he still had 4 points means that he's scoring regardless.
I just don't see how he could bring a team down.
He's a valuable asset. He can literally run an offense so well. So.
I mean, is he not... Yeah. He was a good defender. It was a great defender at Marquette. Is he not, a great defender in the NBA?
The other night, 4 minutes, 3 points, 3 assists.
Yeah, he's
How is he defensively? Do you know? Have you watched any of the games or not really?
I don't
not
watch really. Knicks games as much, but in the G League, he had a few steals.
Okay.
The thing is,
he's
like...
too good
I just don't see how he could not...
He's too good
I don't see
G
how
League.
He could bring a lineup down.
Offensively, especially.
Yeah, really well, but anywhere. He's just very well-rounded. I don't really get how he couldn't.
He just needs to go to a worse team so we could get a chance to play more.
I'd love him on the Bulls,
like
man.
Everybody
could use
a
point guard.
Everybody on the Bulls loves Matas.
Freaking Josh Giddey. Yeah.
Everybody loves Lil Boozy Vert now.
You don't like him?
No, everybody does.
Oh, okay. I thought you were
that
opinion.
He's been playing really good.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about him.
Tyler Kolek, you are a Portland Trailblazer.
Just send him to...
Dude, could you... Both him and Oso got drafted to the Blazers. Could you imagine?
That would be crazy.
That would be sick. The NBA wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Shaq and Kobe.
One of my buddies was from Arizona was like, the Suns should just make the Marquette super team. Trade for Jimmy. They already have Oso. Get Omax and Tyler on the same team and no one's stopping them.
I'm with that.
D-Wade comes out of retirement. To coach.
To coach.
Coach Wade, assistant coach Shaka.
No. Don't take Shaka.
Shaka's here.
Yeah, Shaka's
for
here.
Life.
That's not funny, Lauren.
That's on me.
Not cool.
I wonder what's the line on Shaka's polo today.
He's definitely going white with the black navy stripes and then the level pin.
Yeah. What else would it even be? On National Marquette Day?
They got
I feel like we're wearing white.
Yeah, probably.
No, like no, no, no. We'll probably wear yellow. We'll wear yellow.
Oh, I have a feeling. Yellow, man.
The
I'm not really with the yellow.
I like the throwbacks.
Yeah, sure.
They would probably wear the throwbacks.
Throwbacks, sure. I don't like the yellow generic ones.
I think we're going with the throwback yellows for NMD. So my guess is he'll probably do a yellow polo.
I still like what you're wearing, Zach, better, the navy throwbacks.
I love the navies. The navies
are new jerseys are, ugh. So ugly to me.
Which one? The black ones?
Yeah.
I like so those. Ugly. I'm with that. That was like designed by Chase and somebody else, right? On the team.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I think it was. I'm a fan of the black ones. I like any of the.
I love the.
I really like the regular black jerseys that we wear.
I like the regular black ones with the blue print instead
yes,
of the white
ones.
Yes,
dude. Those are so clean. But you have to wear that away, right?
I know. Those are so nice.
So we can only wear yellow or white. Or can we wear baby blue?
We can wear championship blue. I love
championship
that one.
Blue.
Yeah, bro. I love that one, too.
Yellow or white at home.
I hope we do that.
Championship blue.
I saw a sign when I was, like, walking around yesterday. I'm pretty sure there's, a stripe out today, right?
Yeah.
We're yellow.
Yeah, the student sections are in the yellow stripe.
Yeah.
Out.
I wear baby blue.
That means I got to
change this. Wait, what are the other colors? Yellow?
I can look it up.
Yellow, dark blue, light blue, I think.
Okay. So we're probably wearing yellow.
Yeah, probably if the students are wearing yellow. That means I got to change this jersey, but, I don't want to.
Is your Jimmy one yellow?
It is yellow, dark blue, light blue.
Yeah, the Jimmy Butler one I have is yellow.
Yeah, if the students are wearing yellow, my guess is that it's yellow today. We'll see.
Jimmy Butler's kind of being a crash out.
Have they, Yeah, he is. Appreciate dude. For what he did at Marquette. I appreciate what he did with the Bulls. He does seem like a bit of a
clown.
A head case.
Reality check.
I want. Has anybody checked the Marquette Instagram or the Marquette basketball Instagram to see if they've posted the jerseys?
I think the Stevie, he's wearing the throwback yellows.
What do you mean, Stevie posted?
No, they post
It says, game day with the yellow jersey.
Yeah, that's usually what the jerseys they wear.
Definitely. Is it actually? Usually. Oh yeah, you're right. Dang, how do they know?
Shaka says it.
Yeah, that's,
I wonder who decides that. Does Shaka decide?
No, there's probably the equipment manager or something, right?
Probably, because they have to find out what UConn's wearing.
I mean, I would think that the players get to decide, some games if they want. Who knows?
I mean, we always decided when we were in, high
school. Yeah, we're for sure going yellows. Okay.
Teddy, I'm going to ask you something, because one of my buddies asked me that.
Teddy's not here.
Not Teddy.
Teddy's right there.
Yeah.
Speaking in the general vicinity of where he is, south of us. We're doing a hypothetical. If you were a senior right now, would you give up the opportunity of who do you like? Bears, Cubs?
I'm a Steelers fan.
Steelers.
Steelers, Notre Dame football, and Marquette basketball, Chicago Bulls basketball.
Okay, so Bulls, Steelers, Notre Dame. They never win a championship for the rest of your life, but you get to see a Marquette natty while you're at school. Would you give that up?
No. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I probably would too.
I will be honest. I think I would. You know what? I'm not even gonna say that. Not on NMD.
My biggest dream is to see a White Sox World Series.
Yeah,
so that's my biggest dream ever.
Okay, well, since you said that, I will say this. I would rather see Notre Dame win a championship than Marquette.
Yeah, I would say White Sox World Series.
But I don't know. Yeah. When I'm here, I don't know. I would probably, the vibes on campus would be out of this world.
I've already seen all my major teams win a championship other than the Brewers.
Spoiled. You're a spoiled
other than the
man.
Brewers, we're
spoiled
cursed.
Brat.
But I went to the Bucks parade. That was fun. I didn't go to the Packers one, but I saw them win.
I was here for Bucks game 6.
And then I just want Marquette to win one.
I went to the – were you at the – the Deer District viewing party?
I was
party?
At Eddie's house.
Okay.
I was at the Deer District for every other away game. I did a jersey swap with a Trae Young fan.
Mm-hmm. I stood next to Jordan Poole's sister at the Game 6.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's fun. Speaking of Wisconsin hoopers / professional athletes, there's three starters for the Eagles and Chiefs from Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah. A few of the O linemen on the Chiefs. One went to Brooke East that I know of.
Wisconsin breeds offensive linemen. Yeah. I mean, that's no.
Just fat beer drinkers.
That's no surprise.
But, yeah.
Wait, who? Speaking of the Super Bowl, who you guys... I'm assuming most people, I feel like, are just Chiefs haters and they're rooting on the Eagles.
I mean, Eagles... I want the Eagles one.
Yeah. If okay, I had to choose enough. Between the Eagles and the refs, I'm choosing the Eagles.
I saw this...
28-21.
I just can't stand Eagles fans and their head coach.
I want Saquon to win, though.
31.
I like Saquon a lot. I do wish him success for
31
sure.
31-28 is my final score.
And who's winning?
The Eagles.
So you want the Eagles to win and you think they're going to win?
Yeah.
I just don't see how the Chiefs lose.
I think Saquon's going to
agree.
Saquon has three touchdowns.
I want Saquon
to win. I
don't care
a ton.
I want Jalen Hurts to win because I like them, but I think the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah, there's a lot of likable players on the Eagles' offense.
I love Saquon.
I really don't like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, though. He's a clown. But I do like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon.
Do you like Hurts?
Hurts, yeah. What's not to like about Hurts? He seems like a great guy.
The only person I like on the Chiefs is I want DeAndre Hopkins to do well.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just because I feel bad for him getting traded in his prime.
I have no idea how he is as like a guy, but I love watching Xavier Worthy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, just every time he gets the ball, it's like you don't know if he's going to take off.
Yeah, exactly.
I really didn't it's know fun on to watch my him. Fantasy team. I never knew when to start him.
Yeah, he's a wild card. I think he'll get the ball more as he gets older.
Yeah.
He needs to put on some weight, too.
Who do you
he's
like in the Super Bowl, Zach? Who do you like on the team?
Oh. So.
I like Saquon. That's about it. It's probably the only player.
Pretty
I
unlikable
really
Super
know.
Bowl.
Yeah, it is an unlikable Super Bowl. I don't think anybody wanted this outcome. It's probably like outcome people wanted the least. Yeah,
have you exactly. seen the memes of like what people are rooting for in the Super Bowl? And it's just like Batman, where the field just like blows
oh,
up and
yeah.
like collapses.
Oh. I did see that.
Where is it? Oh, New Orleans. Yeah, that should be a good time though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the Eagles will. Pull it off, though. I think they're the team to beat them.
I sure.
I think
so.
The Eagles are. I was talking about this with Anthony and them yesterday. I think the Eagles have a better roster. Definitely, they're more well-rounded.
Yeah,
I mean they're.
They got a lot of weapons.
They're stacked everywhere.
And if Saquon has a great game,
two of the best cornerbacks in the league.
Tua,
the best running back in the league.
The best running back, probably the best wide receiver pairing, unless somebody. Yeah, I don't see who would be better. Maybe, Jamar and T. Higgins, probably.
I saw a stat that was like, if it was a one-score game or, like, a game winner, if the result flip-flopped, like, if the Packers won on a field goal against the Bears, if that didn't happen and the Bears won, like, if the exact opposite happened of a one-score game,
mm-hmm.
what would the Chiefs' record be? Through 11 weeks, they'd be 2-9.
Dude.
They won by one score in, like...
But that's exactly what...
In every game other than two.
Yeah.
In 11 games. So like,
I mean, that could be a critique of them, but also like that's what concerns you about.
Yeah, it's tournament practice right there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like they know how to win gritty games.
But yeah. I just think it's crazy that like some of them were like ref calls, like fouls.
Bears fans will tell you that's why they're that close too.
Yeah, dude. That's why we're so
Bears
close.
Bears fans will hold on to anything they can get.
I will hold on to I can't even.
Yeah, I like what you guys are doing though.
I hope Ben Johnson is the answer.
I hope he is too.
But
I like what he's doing. He's
I don't even know what you guys are looking for.
I just hope for a good offensive line.
Yeah.
Just to give Caleb Williams the time to throw, and then they should be golden.
Did he hire an offensive coordinator yet? I can't remember.
They hired the defensive coordinator from
yeah.
the Saints.
Mm-hmm. And the defensive line coach from the Saints. And they took Antoine Randall from the Lions. He was their wide receivers coach. That was definitely a good pull.
Yeah. So hopefully, and I don't know if Keenan Allen's gonna be back too.
How many games did he play last
year?
I don't know. Not a lot.
I mean, he's good, but his contract was way too high for what he was doing. So if he's gonna be on the team, he's gotta take less.
Yeah, I think DJ's gonna be still the main guy. Rome Odunze might have a good.
I don't like DJ's attitude, man.
I think he will once they get going, though.
Yeah, but you shouldn't need to be like playing well in order for a guy to like.
It's not a good culture.
No, I know, but yeah.
Only happy when you're doing good.
Exactly.
But, like, I don't think
Ben likes that either.
I think he's not gonna tolerate.
Well, I saw something that was like Ben Johnson is a no-nonsense type of guy. Same with Vrabel.
Yeah. Like, I think he could be gone, honestly. We'll see.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. But, yeah. Any final words before we sign off?
That was a quick NMD. Hour. Yeah, roll leagues. Thank you, Zach, for having me.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Thanks for having me back, buddy.
It's a good tradition that we have.
We didn't even play a song.
Well, we were a little late, but
we were a little
late. I have a song now. And it's a 58-second song.
Heck yeah. Very good.
So we'll get this rolling just to get the blood pumping, the blue and gold blood pumping through the veins, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, whoever's listening, we'll see you later next week. Yeah, we'll just figure it out from here, but I hope everybody has a good NMD, right?
To those who celebrate, yep.
To those who celebrate, and hopefully another win tonight. So,
Roll Leagues. See you, buddy.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.